Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. I'm Russell Davis from The Fertile Mind. This week, you're looking at the whole mind-body system. Some people refer to the mind-body link, but for me, it's one system. The mind affects the body affects the mind. So whether we know it or not, our mind is impacting our fertility. So let's explore how we can harness that for the purposes of improving your chances of success. Hit subscribe if you want to hear updates about further episodes, and please rate the podcast so we can share the love so more people can be supported in this way. Loving you. As the doctor gave me my test results, he asked me whether I'd ever had chemotherapy as a child or been exposed to dangerous levels of radiation. They were that bad. Stunned by the question, I said no. He was trying to work out why my fertility results were so bad. I was stunned, completely punch-drunk. I did not see this coming. For 8 years, we've been on this journey of focusing on my wife and her fertility, her health. And we thought we got to the finish line. We got to a place where there was no reason why she couldn't have children naturally. And then this comes up. I was used to achieving things in my life against all odds. Now, I missed the grades I wanted for my chosen university, but they let me in. And I felt everyone else on the course was cleverer than me. But I still got a 2-1. I've always had to strive for what I wanted in my career, in my hobbies. And this fertility journey felt different. I felt powerless. I felt there's less things I could do. I felt like a victim. And I was really angry with God, life, the universe. And over the next 10 months, I ended up being on quite a psychological roller coaster. I don't remember actually choosing or planning to do. But looking back, I can really see how our mind and that journey made all the difference for us. We can really see if we knew then what we know now, our fertility journey would not have been a 10-year journey. It's because our mind impacts our fertility in more ways than we think. And whether we're consciously aware of it or not, and for better or for worse, because the mind and body are one system. The mind affects the body and the body affects the mind. Just when you wake up from a nightmare, your body is responding as if it's real. Your body cannot tell the difference between imagination and reality. And then this mind-body system has been studied for decades. Professor Anna Langer from Harvard University spent over 30 years studying this mind-body system. In one of her experiments, a group of elderly men hobbled in using their sticks, and they entered into a house they were moving into for a couple of weeks. And everything in that house was set up for 30 years prior. The decor, the magazines, the radio shows. And the men started reminiscing together. And before they went in, they had a bunch of physical and psychological tests. Some of them hobbled in on sticks, and when they came out, they were playing touch rugby. The results of the physical and psychological tests carried out afterwards was transformational. They even shocked Professor Langer to the core. She didn't expect such a big, drastic transformation. Here in the UK, the BBC TV broadcasting channel repeated the experiment using some like D-list celebrities, and they used to have the clip on my website, I think it's still there, as Dickie Bird was a retired cricket umpire, quite famous here in the UK. He was one of the people involved in this reality TV show, and when he came out and was repeating the tests, he was in tears because he couldn't believe the change in his memory and his mental function in such a short time. And there's plenty of other studies that show the power of the mind and the body. And even within fertility, Boston IVF did a study with Harvard Medical School. A bunch of IVF patients went through IVF, another bunch went through IVF alongside a mind-body program. And the group that did the mind-body program alongside their treatment had double the success rate than those that didn't. So this mind-body system is alive, and that's how it works, whether we know it or not. So we're actually impacting our bodies and our fertility whether we know it or not, and maybe for better or maybe for worse. So how can we harness this mind-body system? Because your unconscious mind controls all your bodily functions. Visualization is one. It's one I use as a cognitive hypnotherapist, and I use hypnosis and hypnotic language wrapped around visualizations, and together they can really guide your unconscious mind to do what you want it to do. And if I feel a bit under the weather, I visualize my immune system being strong. You don't have to visualize something biological or medical. And I visualize a white army, like the cavalry, coming into my body to make sure my immune system is strong. Or if I feel like a bit of a virus, sounds a bit crazy, but I imagine a little Pac-Man going through my body, eating up the virus. Does it work? Well, I believe it does. It keeps me very healthy. I very rarely get colds or get ill. Once my family was staying with another family over Christmas, and we started getting the norovirus started to hit, and one by one in the group, people were going down with this norovirus, a stomach bug, lasted about 3 days. And everyone in that house got it, apart from me. I felt a bit under the weather for 24 hours. I wasn't sick. I was nowhere as sick as anyone else. Is it because I just maybe have a stronger immune system, a better constitution than others? Maybe. But I do believe my visualization and harnessing that made a difference. This sounds magical, this sounds great, and I think it is, and I offer these hypnosis programs on my website. But actually, we need to be clear about something. Because in the previous episode I talked about, it's not what we do, it's why we do it. And for me, this fear, doing anything out of fear, contaminates all this good stuff we can do to harness the mind-body link. And a fear is another version of the mind-body link, the mind-body system. Fear is a thought, and it can impact your fertility. Fear can put tension into our system. There's even a study that looks at how keeping patients relaxed through embryo transfer and IVF can again increase the success of the IVF treatment. And fear can contaminate anything we do to try and improve our fertility or chances of getting pregnant. It's like swimming against the tide. It's like a current holding us back. But it doesn't have to. Firstly, where does this fear come from? And 99% of people I talk to about their fertility and psychologically to explore any psychological blocks they may have. We explore the emotion, the things they're feeling on their journey. Maybe it is anger, maybe it is fear. And anger is actually fear. What's under anger is fear. And when we track this emotion through using a hypnotic therapeutic process, if we go back to childhood, and 95% of the time it goes back to childhood. It's not actually about fertility. It's a subconscious fear, maybe not being good enough, not being worthy, not being lovable, not being secure, not being happy, something like that. We weren't born with those fears. We learned them along the way through our interpretation of what's happening at home or in the playground. And unconsciously we become what I call outside in. I'm okay if, I'm okay when. And often we think the next thing is having a baby to give us that sense of peace and security within us. So one thing is being aware that actually our psychological experience on this journey is not caused by our fertility situation. It's our thinking about it. It's often habitual thinking from the past that's creating our experience. That's often where the fear comes from. It's not actually about our fertility. And the second thing is, you know, I hear me talk a lot about is our relationship with emotions. The more we understand the true nature of an emotion, including fear, we don't have to be scared of it. The fear itself is not the problem. The tide we swim against, I mentioned earlier, is not actually fear. It's your relationship with fear. It's maybe the fear of having fear. It's not the anxiety. It's the fact you're anxious about having anxious thoughts, anxious feelings. You think that's a bad thing. So the fear itself is never a bad thing. The anxiety itself is never a bad thing. You can have fear and anxiety or fearful thoughts, anxious thoughts, and the less you think it matters, the more you can see it for what it is, a thought passing through. It's exactly what it does. It passes through. It moves on. It doesn't have the power to harm you. What gives it the power to harm us is when we start thinking about our fear, getting scared about our fear, resenting it, working out what to do to fix it, to let it go, to beat it. We start engaging with it in different ways. That gives it more power. That stops it moving on. So, two things. One is fear. It's not about fertility. Something deeper than that. And it's your relationship with the fear or anxiety is going to make the difference. The more you know you're okay, whether you feel okay or not, you're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. It can move on. It can just allow fresh thinking to come in. Just like shaking a snow globe. Our mind and emotions just settle when we're left to their own devices. You've got everything you need on this journey. Your mind and body are one system, a very powerful system, and you can harness that to help you feel more in control. You're far more powerful and amazing than you think.